Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
The Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare approves Zolgensma for the treatment of spinal muscular atrophy patients under the age of 2, Novartis announced. The approval includes toddlers and newborns who are pre-symptomatic at diagnosis, meaning those who have not yet shown symptoms. Eligible patients for treatment must not show elevated antibodies against adeno-associated virus, AAV9, the viral carrier system used to deliver Zolgensma to cells. Kazunari Tsunaba, President and Representative Director of Novartis Pharma, said in a press release, quote, "A one-time dose of Zolgensma has the potential to make a truly transformative impact on this life-threatening disease. This is an important day for the children and families in Japan impacted by SMA, both today and in the future." Zolgensma, the first gene therapy for SMA and the second therapy to be approved for the disease, is designed to be a one-time treatment. It is made of a capsid of an engineered virus, AAV9, that carries a working copy of the SMN1 gene to the patient's motor neurons. The therapy is administered as a single intravenous IV infusion. Its approval was based on a series of clinical trials that showed improved overall motor skills, achievement of motor milestones such as sitting or standing unassisted, and rates of survival previously unseen in the natural history of the disease. Approval in Japan was based on data from the Phase 1 START trial and its long-term follow-up study, the completed Phase 3 STR1VE US trial, the ongoing SPR1NT Phase 3 clinical trial, assessing Zolgensma's efficacy in pre-symptomatic infants, and the Phase 1-2 STRONG trial, assessing Zolgensma given directly into the spinal canal by intrathecal delivery. The STRONG trial has been put on partial hold by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration due to issues concerning inflammation seen in primates in a preclinical study. While this hold stopped both treatment and further enrollment for a high-dose STRONG group, treatment at low and middle doses was complete with no evidence of safety concerns. Dave Lennon, president of Novartis AveXis subsidiary, said, quote, "Zolgensma provided rapid, significant, and clinically meaningful therapeutic benefit in symptomatic and pre-symptomatic SMA, including prolonged event-free survival and achievement of motor milestones never seen before in the natural history of the disease. We are proud to bring the first gene therapy for SMA to Japan, and especially of the transformational impact Zolgensma will have on the children and families affected by SMA. Novartis expects about 15 to 20 patients in Japan will be eligible for Zolgensma treatment every year. Reimbursement from the Japanese authority is expected in the first half of 2020. If the agreement moves forward, the therapy will be available at that time."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you all about staying fit during the COVID-19 pandemic. I know it's tough for a lot of us, especially when we can't go to physical therapy and regular appointments right now. I'm in this boat. Plus, binge eating is tempting when you're stuck at home. Hey, don't look at me. Still, there are options for at-home exercise. For instance, I've been having my caregiver help me do exercise in my chair. And I've just been getting outside in the yard every day to read and walk my dog. A little fresh air goes a long way. Exercises in my chair can include simple things like stretching my arms and moving my upper body back and forth. It may not be the same as my regular appointments, but it's something in the meantime. There are also YouTube channels that focus on at-home exercises. Do you have any tips for staying fit during isolation? Do you have any preferred exercise routines? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the SMA News Today forums. Thanks everyone, and hope you all have a great and safe weekend. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.